Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. It's a third hour. It's a third Sunday of the third hour. And Kim Miller is here.
And Kevin McDonald is here.
And which is more important that you're here because we want people to call in and talk to you because you can help them in a myriad of different ways.
Or you could. I could just let you do it. I think I'll back off and let you do it.
I don't know how.
I think you're more intuitive than you think.
Well, you know what it is, Kim?
Yeah.
What makes it work for me is that you get me going in the right direction, then I kind of pick up on what you're thinking and stuff.
Okay.
And so it works for me.
Yeah.
Very, very well. And a lot of, you and me are
we're
in the same wavelength. And we've been doing this for so long now.
We have. It's kind of a good tag team, don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Because a lot of times I just have I have a warped sense of humor sometimes. And I think odd thoughts. And that's what happens. It's like you'll be doing a reading and I'll think something very odd. And sometimes I'll even say it.
That's okay, though. Sometimes it works.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So if you'd like to give us a call, you can. We do have an open phone line. And Kim is only going to be here till noon. So, of course, I'm only going to be here till noon, too. But
oh, I thought you were staying the rest of the day.
I'm going to
Mike didn't know that, but
I'm going to hang out with Mike for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. You can give us a call right now and talk to Kim. Right now, we're going to talk to Christine from Bend, Oregon.
God, Christine, you waited a really long time to call. This is really unusual for you. Did you sleep in?
Yeah, where have you been?
Yeah.
But
You're what?
I was listening.
Oh, okay. All right.
Downloading software, updating my software.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's always fun to
do. But odd thoughts? You're having odd thoughts?
Oh, Kevin always has odd. Kevin's odd. There's just not much to say about it.
But you know, yeah. How can you really call them odd thoughts when, after you listen to Robin Alexis, the whole world is so, you know, there's so many what we would call odd that what is normal?
Well, that's true.
Everybody has a different gig, so, you know, you kind of, yeah.
That's true.
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So how are you this fine morning?
I'm doing fine. Today good. I'm taking a day off from sloshing in the mud and muck. And
You guys got some a lot of snow down there too, didn't you?
It goes from freezing and then it thaws, and then you can't pick pens during that time. So all you can really do is feed them. And then when you do get in there, when it starts melting, you have to drain all the shelters and at least have one spot for them that's dry that they could stand on.
Oh, right. For the donkeys, right?
Donkeys, horses.
Oh, right.
Even people.
Yeah. Because you guys got hit a little harder than we did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was snowed in for 2 days, so wow. I wasn't able to go out there.
You know, I think
yeah.
We've been really lucky. I sit
yes,
back and I watch the rest of the United States and I'm like, wow, I'm kind of glad I live where I live. So, but anyway, what are we doing for you today?
Well, I was going to ask you if you could connect with Sheba and see what we can do to make her life a little better as she heals.
And what is it, her feet?
Sheba is the granddaughter to Secretariat.
Oh, wow. Cool.
And she got kicked in the field.
Oh, no.
And she's a very, very kind mare.
Oh.
But she got kicked and it broke her elbow.
Oh, no.
So she has a compound fracture. So we've had her in a splint. Mm-hmm. It first started out with 2x4s, then somebody got some skis, much lighter, easier.
Yeah, that's much, much more comfortable.
Yeah. So, so we're having to change the whole, you know, it takes about 2 hours
mm-hmm.
to unwrap all of that and rewrap it again.
And she's actually very good about it, too.
She sure as heck is.
Yeah. So I think just making sure that you keep everybody else away from her, I think that's her fear, that someone's going to get her.
Ooh, okay.
So if you just make sure everybody, you know, stays kind of away, give her a good distance and you know, she's okay with you guys being close to her. But if any of the other horses or donkeys or something gets close to her, then she gets a little wiggy.
Oh, no. She's all by herself.
Good.
And when we tried to move one of the other horses from the med pen, because she's in a med pen,
we're
going to move 2 other horses into the med pen because a lot of them like to be in pairs.
Right.
And
not her right now.
No, but when we tried to move Teddy out, who has a blown knee, and we tried to move him out into another area and move 2 other mares in. One of them has she has problems with her hoof.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one part in that med pen that's completely dry that we wanted her. I tell you, Sheba went absolutely crazy. She was jumping up and down.
Yeah, she doesn't want any changes. So, you know, just kind of keep things the way it is because she doesn't want anybody near her she doesn't know. You know, she doesn't want anybody new there.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Okay.
Okay. Nobody new. So just don't,
Teddy,
you know.
Was going crazy too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Just leave everything the way it is. And I think she, you know, as long as she stays nice and calm and things stay the same. She'll heal faster. But if you try messing with her, sort of her daily routine, she's not going to do well.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. See ya.
So her horse is kind of like the rest of us. We're all creatures of habit.
We are. We don't like change.
Change is bad.
Change. You know, I really actually do really like change kind of a lot. But I know that I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do, actually. I kind of like to change things up.
From a person that goes to bed within 15 minutes of the same time every day.
I do. That's true. There is that. But, you know, that's because I have a chocolate lab who's saying, time for bed, time for bed, time for bed.
I know. Well, you guys have this. You want to talk about a routine.
Oh, yeah.
You guys go out to dinner at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
With all the other 85-year-olds.
getting the senior discounts and all of that. So you like change. What kind of change
do
you like?
I do. I kind of like to, mix things up and move the furniture and, you know.
Well, you do. I do have to say, every time that I talk to you, you are doing something around
the
house.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy that way. I like to be busy. My other half is not as busy.
No.
She doesn't care.
You know what's funny is I'm looking at you, and then there's a window, and then in the other room is where Julie is.
Mm-hmm.
And when she agrees with you, she's nodding over your shoulder. And like when you said, she doesn't really care, she's shaking her head no. And you like to do stuff, she's nodding
I'm
her
very
head,
busy, yes.
Yes. You're a busy yes. girl doing all sorts of stuff.
Very busy. Well, she said, can't you just sit down with us for a while? No. Busy. I have things to do.
The dogs.
That can wait, can't it? No, it can't. I have things to do.
You have to do it now.
I have to do it now.
I have to do it now. I think Julie and I would get along.
Oh
much
yeah,
better.
You guys be sloths together.
Just hanging around on the couch. That
yeah.
would be good. By the way, speaking of which, get off your sloth right now and give us a call because we do.
Well,
have
we just got
call.
A little bit of time left. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We have actually. I have one. Well, Abby, who loves it if Julie's sick. Because every day, if Abby's cozy, she says, I'm sick. And that means she's cozy. So if
yeah.
Julie's sick, she is so excited that means she gets to just lay in bed all day long.
Just hang out with
We're
Julie.
Sick.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? We're sick.
So give us a call right now at 425-373-5527 or toll free. 888-298-5569. And you, too, can talk to Kim Miller, and we can talk to you about someone who's crossed over. She is an accomplished medium. We can talk to you about your animal issues, and we can provide all kinds of help for you. So or if you just have a funny story you'd like to share with us, you can do that, too. So give us a call again at 425-373-5527. Don't wait until 11:45. I know there's somebody that is thinking, I think I should call. No, I shouldn't.
I should. I will.
No, I won't. And then you get enough
then
courage.
Then they wait until like 5 minutes till and it's too late.
And yeah. No. And then we don't have the opportunity to do, because each call, what I find with this show, which is so much fun, and why I enjoy doing this show with you, number one, and with our callers, number two, is we all learn something from every call.
Yeah.
Everyone has got an idea and everything that we learn from. So so it's great fun for us. So
I know. So how's your family? How's your mother?
My mother's
and
good.
Shout out to your sis because I know she's probably listening.
Yeah, actually, yeah. she had to go to church early today, so she wasn't going to be
that's
able
a
to watch.
But yeah.
But mom is hi, mom. She's listening as she always does. Doesn't necessarily agree with,
but
oh, no.
I know. But she's out there listening. It's okay, mom. I it's all right.
And I forgive you for being a Republican. It's all right.
That's all right.
And, oh,
love
just,
prevails, you know it.
Yep, I think she just turned me off.
Oh, so, that's right.
You know, but my sister is one of our biggest fans. She loves you to death.
Oh, good.
And and I did have to tell you.
Yeah.
Samantha, their dachshund.
Oh.
Who now? Karen called and talked to you a while back.
She did, yeah.
And you said that she was not doing well, and well, she's still not doing well, but. Karen, it's one of those things, and can you help us and help people that are out there understand? See, here's their dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha is the dachshund mm-hmm. and is about 15 years old and is now incontinent.
Yeah.
And also chewing on her tail.
Oh.
And is a grumpy old lady, and mm-hmm. it just doesn't appear to be feeling very well.
Right.
But Samantha is Christina, or Karen's daughter's original dog.
Mm-hmm. Losing that first one's really hard.
And they know that Samantha is, mm-hmm. you know, it's like our first dog was a Cocker Spaniel, and he had a good heart, good lungs, everything else failed. But he was still alive, but not doing very well.
Right.
And they can't make that decision, even though.
You know, I think you have to try to put yourself in your pet's shoes and know that if you're that unhappy and miserable and not feeling that well. I mean, think about it. I mean, right now, Julie has a crud. And I know, I mean, if you think about how you feel when you just think, God, I wish someone would just shoot me, right? You know, because you just feel so bad. So you put yourself in a little dog's position like that where they really just don't feel good and they can't tell you how bad they feel.
Right.
And you can kind of just see it. And you get to the point where, you know, you really are incontinent and you might have to wear doggy diapers. I know that if I get to that point, I think I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm ready. And I know it's a hard decision, but you have to, that's one thing we can do for them that we can't do for ourselves.
Right.
So, I you know, try to think of them and what's, you know, if they're in pain, what's best for them.
Right. Well, you know, it's interesting. You said two things that come to mind. First of all, you said you feel like telling somebody just to shoot you.
Yeah, sometimes.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah, don't do that because, yeah, I know you have a friend who did that. Yes.
I have a friend who did that. And
it wasn't good.
No, and he's now in Walla Walla.
Yeah, not good for him.
And his wife passed.
Yeah.
So,
don't do that. But you know how you feel when you feel really horrible, you know?
Yeah.
And you can't. And think of it if you felt really, really horrible and you couldn't tell anybody.
Well, and you can't tell anybody and you're not going to get any better.
Right.
And you know you're not going to get any better.
No.
And it's like being like 92 or something and not feeling well. And you know you're never going to be 60 again.
Right.
You know, and so it makes it tough. But I would like to thank you.
For what?
Well, because of our association over time.
Yeah.
I have a different take on death than I used to have a take.
Oh, it's just, you know, it's just a changing of worlds, right? You get to go home.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it is a complete change from the way a lot of people view it.
Yeah.
Out of fear and a fear of the unknown, a fear of going to that wrong place.
Right.
And that sort of thing. And you have, because of the experiences, we haven't yet talked with anybody, and there have been hundreds and hundreds of readings.
Yeah.
We have yet to have someone say, can you connect with Uncle Bob? And Uncle Bob said, yeah, but it's hot down here.
We've never had that issue, no.
No, we've never had somebody say, sorry, can't talk now, but Satan wants me over.
I've never had that either.
No.
I you know, there's people I haven't been able to reach, and I don't, you know, probably wouldn't want to talk to them because I think they have some splaining to do, but...
well, there is that.
Yeah.
But most of that has to do with
their
like
actions here.
And actions
well, it's
here.
Their actions here. Usually it's they did something to hurt somebody else. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do have a couple of callers, but we do need to take a time out. Yeah. And I want to say something about our breaks, first of all. Martha does a great job of vetting all of our advertisers, and without them, there is no us, as she likes to say.
Yeah.
So please... listen to our breaks and act on what they ask you to do. It's a great, everybody's vetted, and all the advertisers do a really good job. So act on it, please.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to Martha Norwalk's Animal World for the third Sunday of the month, which would be February 16th.
And it is.
Kim Miller is here.
And so is Kevin McDonald.
That's right, and we're going to be here the third Sunday of March, too.
We are.
Is
the third Sunday, is that going to be like maybe St. Patty's Day?
I don't know. It's going to be close.
Is it close?
It's going to be close to that.
I would think close, huh?
No, we're looking at it.
Oh.
Is it the 18th?
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm looking at a calendar across the studio, and the best I can tell, I think it's going to be St. Patty's is Monday, so we'll all be here on the 16th.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we'll miss it by a day.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. That's right. We can have a pre-party
for
St. Patty's Day.
I thought this would be interesting for you. So, you know, I do this thing for my work I send out every week, This Week in History.
Uh-huh.
And since you and my lovely other half in the other room are both McDonald's.
Yes.
Right. Back in history, in this week, the Campbells actually slaughtered the McDonald's.
Oh, was that back in Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, was that in Scotland?
Yeah, in Scotland. And there was a nasty slaughter of the McDonald's because the McDonald's wouldn't agree to whatever they wanted them to. So the Campbells kind of came in and had a little massacre.
Isn't that?
I know.
That's where my family went. That's why my family's so small.
In
those days, where clan was everything.
Yeah, it was everything.
And the McDonald's and the McDougal's and the Campbell's.
Yeah, there was actually, I think between the Campbell's and the McDonald's, there was it was almost like the Hatfields and McCoys. It was huge, yeah.
Yeah, well, people, it's so silly that we get in. And, you know, and then years later, when you ask them, they say, I can't remember why it got started. All I know is I hate them.
I watched a kind of a mini series on the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Yep, I did too.
It was really interesting to see how, I mean, that started over like a pig or something. It was just the dumbest thing. And, it's gone on for centuries. Seriously.
And you could also talk about the Jews and the Palestinians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How'd it start out? Maybe a loaf of bread, but it's been going on for 5,000 years.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, it's amazing how we, even though we are all the same, we view us as so differently. It's us versus them.
Us versus them.
And that study that they were doing, as I talked about in the first hour with babies, that also came to light, is babies think it's pretty much us versus them. So their family is us, and everybody else is them, and it's So it's kind of ingrained in us.
Have you ever tried to walk up to a baby who's with its mommy or daddy and try to actually either touch it or...
Yes.
You know, it's like, no!
Stay away from me. You're not
mine. Who are you? What are you? You're a stranger.
Yeah.
I don't have that experience.
She likes everybody?
No, she likes me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but your family, right?
True.
Yeah, your family.
True.
But some of them are like, no!
By the way, I do have to shout out, since we talk about her, your granddaughter,
yes,
we do need to talk about my niece.
Oh, you have a brand new one, don't you?
I do. Who's she? Her Layla. She's 9 months old.
Wow.
And she's just, I have forgotten how beautiful babies are.
They are.
Yeah,
they
are.
Yeah.
Cute. And
they're wonderful.
Pure and innocent and lovely.
And life's a discovery.
Yeah.
And every waking moment is just exercising and getting comfortable with her world.
And
remarkable.
When they hurt or cry, it just rips your heart out.
But I like the ones that are
on the cry.
Fakers. Yeah. There's some fakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
levels.
And they learned to fake really early, too. They were doing, I watched something that was talking about a study that they learned to fake cry, like, really early.
It's all about attention. It's like saying, hey, what about me?
I know.
Or I
kind of
want... feed me.
I wanted that, and you took it away, and now I'm going to fake cry.
Yep, the biggest challenge of our young lives when we had our two boys was putting them down for the night.
Oh, that's always a bad one.
And letting them cry through it. Because if you let them cry, and then you go in and save them, then they're learning the behavior.
Yes.
If I go to bed and cry,
They'll
pick me up.
Yeah.
It's a matter of technique.
Yeah. Yes.
Well.
Do tell.
I can only speak from my own experience.
Yes.
But children need to have a pre-nap or bedtime routine. One, it kind of lets them know that it's
imminent. Time to go. Right.
And you can kind of work your way towards it.
Yeah.
And believe me, my granddaughter does not go to sleep or take her naps real well for her parents. But she does for me.
Yeah.
That's because...
Because we have a special deal. We have a secret handshake.
How funny.
Well, you know, that's what's funny is that kids that have kids and they're in their 20s and they don't know how it works, but you've been through it already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you can lay down the whole process.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful. You got to let parents be parents.
Yeah.
Because, they're in charge. But both of my kids, who are actually in their late 30s now, we never had any problem putting them down for bed or naps. It's just a matter of how you go about it.
Yeah. And, well, that's true. And but there is that the first time that you have to put them down for the night, and then you have to let them cry their way through it. Because if you go in there, then it's just going to learn behavior. So it makes it tough. Anyway, we do have about 30 minutes left in the show today, so you need to give us a call, like right now, 425-373-5527, or toll free, 888-298-5569. Let's go ahead and talk with Donna from Auburn. Donna, good morning.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
You sound sad,
yeah.
Donna.
Oh, a little. I have a baby girl. My kitty, I had to let her go.
Aww.
A couple months ago, and I was just wondering if maybe you could tell me that she's doing okay.
Of course she is. When they're on the other side, they're chasing mice and climbing trees and talking to birds, and yeah, absolutely, she's fine. And it sounds like it really was something that you had to do.
I did. She was 17 years old.
Holy
she was
Moses.
Having... Yeah, and she was like 6 pounds, and she was just a little itty bitty Manx kitty, and I had her.
Normally Manx and itty bitty don't normally go together.
I know.
Yeah.
No, fully grown. She was only 7 pounds, but when I ended up having to let her go, she was about 5.5 pounds and wasn't eating. And
she had some teeth issues too. It seems like.
Well, I'm not sure. I know that veterinarian never said anything about her having teeth problems.
Yeah, I think there was some infected teeth. That was part of the problem. But I mean, you did the right thing. So, letting her go, I think, was definitely because she was very ill.
I figured I was going to hang on to her too long, and I had to keep telling her, you've got to let me, you've got to give me a sign. Otherwise,
right.
I'm just never going to let go of you.
Yeah.
And she finally gave me a sign, and I knew it was time to let her go. But,
good.
Yeah, just...
So do you have another one?
I do not. Not yet. I don't. It's going to be hard to replace her.
Well, you don't have to replace her, okay? But yeah. The number one thing that they tell me from the other side is save one of my friends.
Okay.
Okay? Because you have a good home.
I do.
You have a good home. You have the means to take care of somebody. And there are so many that need a home. So go get somebody who's not like her at all. Right?
Okay.
Pick a totally different color little boy kitty.
Okay.
All right? So that then you don't think that you're replacing her. You're helping somebody new. And that's their all of every single time I talk to an animal that's passed on the other side is get somebody new.
Okay.
Takes her somebody that's sitting in a cage waiting for a home.
All right.
Okay? So... Okay. Go to, go to any of the little, I know that in probably in every Petco out there, there's a little adopt center and has a kitty sitting there waiting for a home, okay?
Yeah, I always said if I ever won the lotto, one of the first things I would do is open up a place and take in all the homeless animals and all of that, yeah.
Okay, well, now you have a home and it's empty, so go do it.
So, Donna, a heart as good as yours and as much as you love animals, you're doing yourself and your friends, your animal friends, a disservice by keeping your motel vacant.
Yeah. Go get somebody, okay? It'll help your heart, and it'll help them. And she'll be happy. She'll be smiling on you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Donna.
Bye-bye.
Now, I wanted to ask a question on behalf of Donna.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ask her because, obviously, she's still very emotional.
Yeah.
When the lifespan of, and we've talked about this before, when the lifespan of our dear beloved animals is so different than ours, it can be so painful when we lose one.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts so much. A lot of us don't want to go through that pain again. Is there a way to minimize that? Or is that just a grief process?
The only way out is through. You know, you can't minimize grief. Grief is one of those things that you really it has to play out. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just, forget about it or put it aside or cover it up or any of those things because
pretend it doesn't exist.
Exist because it will come back and bite you in the rear end, kind of like slow gin, right?
There's a story about that.
It's one of those ones that sneaks up on you.
And suddenly you're in a ditch in Oklahoma.
You don't know how you got there. So, you can't get away from grief. Grief, you got to go through. It's a human thing that we have to do.
But getting a new friend can help you do it faster?
I don't think it helps you do it faster, but I think it helps soothe the pain. It's kind of like... Kevin, you got a new hip, right?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So taking a few painkillers helped soothe the pain, right?
Right.
It didn't help that hip heal any faster.
No.
But it helped soothe the pain.
It just made me see small animals in the room.
That's right.
Where none were.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm
clean your house and you won't have mice, Kevin. I didn't know.
I'll never take OxyCotton again.
Oh, I can't. That stuff makes me itch.
I can't imagine somebody actually doing that on purpose.
No.
It was like, whoa.
Itchy scratchies.
It's like, is that a small animal or is that?
That stuff's creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? You can soothe the pain, but and then also, help somebody else. So you're doing somebody else a favor because there's lots of little guys sitting out there waiting.
Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of waiting, we're waiting for you, so give us a call right now at 425.
Not too late, because we're getting close to the end here.
That's right, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. If you want to talk to Kim Miller, she's an accomplished psychic medium and animal communicator. Speaking of which, she also does private readings. If on the radio is not really suitable for you, she can come to your house, or you can go see her, or they can set up a meeting, and there is a way for you to contact her, which is?
They can call me at 206-353-5600, or you email me, which sometimes is better, at kimmillermedium@comcast.net.
She's also got a website.
I do. It's kimmillermedium.com.
Very good. And you can get a hold of her. And I've got to tell you, I've seen her do readings. in front of a group, one-on-one, and the people that she does, it's way different. It can be, it's much more involved, much more real when she does it. And she's told me some things that over the course of, when, see, it's interesting because over the course of time, and the same thing happens to Julie, is that you will just kind of offhandedly say something, or you'll just have a moment where you do a little bit of a reading or whatever, or somebody's coming through to say hello or something. And then over time, even though at the time we may say, oh, that's nice, Kim, ha ha, but oftentimes later on, events are proven true or history comes out.
I think sometimes it even surprises me. I did a reading the other day and I was talking about somebody's dog and I said, God, is he Stinky? And the woman said, oh my God, his name's Stinky. And I got to crack me up. I thought that, you know, that was kind of funny. But...
Yeah, well, and Julie can attest because she's over there nodding that.
Well,
that
to ask Julie, yeah, you have to ask Julie sometime about the pencil issue. She came home one day and I kind of looked at her and I said, is someone still in your pencils? Oh my God. Yes, they are. They're stealing my stuff. It was very funny.
Well, and that's gotta be, someday I really want her to be on the radio. What's life like living with a psychic?
Oh, it's really boring. Because yeah. I mean, really seriously, 90% of the time I don't live in this realm. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know.
Yeah, but I can tell you this, that if somebody was trying to pass a lie off to you, and they were, it wouldn't work very well.
Yeah, sometimes not.
Yeah.
Hey, that's hokey baloney. That's usually what comes out, huh, Joe? That's hokey baloney.
Hokey baloney.
Hokey baloney. That's,
and
yeah.
Who's saying that?
That's Samuel. He usually says, hokey baloney.
So,
is that true, Samuel? Hokey baloney. Yeah.
And so Samuel is.
He's an angel. So yeah.
He's sort of.
I guess that's what I'm pretty sure that's what he is.
He
really likes the color yellow for it, but yeah, it's kind of come up.
Well, yellow is one of the colors that they wear.
Really?
Yes.
Really? It's, all right. Angel absolutely. Aficionado. How do you know that?
There's a book. There's an author, and I highly encourage you get this book. It's called Dr. Michael Newton. I don't know if you know who
really?
That is. And he has done, he has put people into deep, 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 deep hypnosis.
Yeah.
And he's done this with thousands of people.
Interesting.
The book is Journey of Souls.
Wow.
And also Destiny of Souls.
Mm-hmm. And
I've read
And Angels
both.
Wear Yellow.
Yeah.
Because he points out...
No,
yeah.
He actually, they are a myriad of colors.
Okay.
They start out as white in the beginner souls, and the beginner angels start out as white. The more dense their energy becomes, and it makes perfect sense, the more their color slightly changes. It changes to gold, changes to yellow, down to a deep purple, down to
Well, his is mustard, so.
Yeah.
His mustard.
So he's been around, and he's got
interesting.
Lots. So, I highly encourage you to get that book, because he's put thousands of people under hypnosis, and the stories that they tell are the same. They're different aspects of the same story.
That's funny.
Told through different eyes, and it talks about our life between lives.
Wow.
So what is like? What is a little bit more like what it is home?
See, and you think you don't add any value, Kevin?
Well,
right?
You know what's interesting about that, though, is listening to you and how you talk about the other side and their home. And that's exactly the frame of reference that they use and that he uses through these people that he places in hypnosis in the book.
Interesting.
Because it is home.
It is home.
This is where we come from.
We're visiting here.
Right.
Right.
And one of the things that they do say, and I think you can verify this, is that our human nature, our human bodies are so dense, and that nothing happens instantaneously because of like it does on the other side. This is a very difficult place for a soul to reside.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very dense. We're very alone.
Mm-hmm.
We're all alone in our little place.
Right.
And that's why we're always searching for relationships. We're always searching for something from somebody else because we're so alone in our little...
Well, we're supposed to learn to love, and we got to learn to love ourselves. So
it's hard.
Yeah, it is very hard.
It's hard
to get past that loneliness.
Yes, and to appreciate other people and that kind of stuff. But in any event, but that's
I know. I thought it was that's very interesting about the yellow because he really, really, really likes that bright yellow color, and he often, you know, points out, you know, Sammy likes that car or something. You know, I mean, this yellow, he likes those colors. And so when we were, I don't know where we were coming from up north somewhere, and we were driving home, and Julie said, well, you know, I don't know how it came out, but we were talking about cars. And I said, he says he likes a yellow Mustang. And I said, Julie, I don't think I've ever seen a bright yellow Mustang. I swear not. 3 minutes later, there was one in front of us.
It's pretty amazing how that
I know.
Happens.
I was like, what?
And that was directly from Samuel.
Yeah.
He provided that car for
you. That's odd.
Yeah. Well, that stuff happens to you all the
time.
I
know. It's weird.
Yeah. I know.
That's weird. That's kind of weird. Okay.
Well, I know you're not woo woo.
I know, and I do this weird woo woo thing, but I'm not woo woo. So.
And you wear a stars.
Oh, yeah, right.
Half moon moo moo and stuff. So
you're
I know that's not who you are. So,
Julie always tries to make up a name for me. She's
why?
Because she thinks I should have some moon dust.
And we'll be right back with more Moon Dust Miller.
That's right.
Right here on
Twinkle
Martha,
Toes McDonald.
Martha Norwalk Animal World. We'll be right back.
For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Gianna Rosewood help. For over a decade, Gianna has helped relationship seekers gain clarity and their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship.
Meet with Gianna in person at East West Bookshop, where she's available for private, intuitive consultations on April 19th and May 31st. Contact Gianna today at rosewoodwisdom.com. Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help.
Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conscious Living for Conscious People. Alternative Talk 1150.
And good morning. Welcome to Martha Norwalk's Animal World for the third Sunday of the month. That means that Kim Miller is here. Kim Miller's here. Hey, you've got 15 minutes to give us a call, so you better do it right now.
I don't know, and I think Kevin McDonald was giving more information. He was pretty sharp there.
It's just in the books that I've read and the things that I do and stuff. And the people that I've come across and stuff. It's very interesting.
I know.
So give us a call at 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Because, you know, when you think about it, Kim, when we look at the world that surrounds us and all the things that are out there, then how little we know of any of it.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to, I just got to believe you have to have an optimistic viewpoint about what our future is and both collectively and individually. And if you don't believe that there is a future for you past this life, good heavens, what would be the point?
I know. I mean, really.
I mean, that would be so sad.
It would be.
If you didn't think, if you thought when your animal friend passed over that was it, and that you'll never see them again and they would never be part of your life again. And I'll tell you, that's just blatantly not true.
Oh, I know. They're all with my dad. I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, and even though now my dad and Crockett passed within 3 months of each other, and I'm firmly committed that they're together up there.
Yeah, I know my dog Jess. He died the day that my mother was diagnosed with cancer, and she died 4 months later. So
yeah. So I'm sure that they're together and are enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, my mom would tell you that she didn't like any of them, but she would feed them.
Well,
they look hungry.
Yeah.
Kind of skinny.
So that's the way it works. Yeah. That's her life. You know, you mentioned this before, and I think this bears repeating since we've got just about 10 minutes left in the show. You mentioned talking about love languages.
Yeah.
And let's touch on that for just a minute because there's a book out there.
It's called The Five Love Languages.
Yeah. And do you remember off the top who wrote that book?
I don't remember. No, I don't. Maybe Julie can do some Googling for us, but I don't. But it's a great book. And especially if you want to understand your relationship with somebody, because we like to be spoken to in specific languages and we talk in specific languages. And sometimes they're not the same.
Right.
So, there's some people like quality time. Some people like words of affirmation. I love you, love you, love you. Mm-hmm. Some people like touch.
Right.
That's their love language. Some people like presents and they give you some things. And some people like to do things for others.
Right.
So it's, acts of service. So those are kind of the five love languages. And a lot of it has to do with the way we were spoken to when we were younger. Is maybe how we do things for, how we talk.
Mm-hmm.
Julie and I have totally different love languages, and sometimes it, causes a problem. Like I said, I gave her a Valentine's Day card. She still hasn't opened it. Not her love language.
She just fell over back there.
I know. Her love language. But
she bought you, like 10 cans of tuna fish or something.
I would have an orange a day. If I say I like something, I will have 100 of them tomorrow.
Yeah. But that's...
Beware of what I say I like, right?
Yeah. But that's her love language.
That's her love language.
Is to give you something. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't recognize what those love languages are. And so they lose, especially in a holiday like Valentine's Day.
Right.
Where if as an example, flowers have never been my thing,
right.
And stuff. I would prefer her to do something nice for me.
Right.
Rather than, now she may love flowers,
mm-hmm.
but, or whatever it is for whatever holiday it mm-hmm. is. But the one thing I never was able to get away with was her birthday was like May 10th. Mother's mm-hmm. Day was like May 11th or May 12th.
You couldn't combine them.
And our anniversary was
yeah.
May 21st.
Yeah, you can't combine them.
I could not. No, you can't combine them. See, I thought it was very economical.
No, you can't combine them.
What I would do is I would say, okay, I was going to spend, $50 here, yeah, $75 here, and $100 there. So I'll spend $250 by one
no,
thing,
you
and I got it done.
No, you can't do it.
No.
No, you can't do that.
But you see, for me,
yeah.
that was very economical and made perfect sense.
Okay, so I think what happens out there is people will be with somebody, and your love language is, I want to hear you love me. Tell me you love me. Tell me you love me. And the other person's love language is, I'm going to do something for you. So I wash your car, I go to the store, I get you everything you like, I do all these things. But if you didn't say I love you, you don't love me, and I'm going to go off with somebody else, because you never say you love me. You don't love me.
Even though you take the garbage
Even
out.
Though you do everything you can for me, I can't talk in your language.
Right.
And so until you can learn to communicate in multiple languages, sometimes the relationships will never work out.
And you have to learn and be observant
as
to what the other person's language is.
Right. Because it may, as much as I every once in a while I'll have to say, hey, could you just say it a couple times? And she'll go, I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And I go, okay, thanks. I just need to hear that, right?
Yeah, but don't you then say, well, I made you say that so that you didn't really mean it?
No, but because I understand that there, I see it, and I've learned to recognize it. Even though I need this other thing, I've learned to recognize the other ways, right? But if you don't ever recognize those things, I've talked to people and I'll say, but he never buys me anything. Okay, but he wants to spend time with you all the time, doesn't he? Well, yeah, but he never gets me a gift. He never remembers my birthday. Okay, but he's with you, right? He's not at the bar with the guys, right? He's home with you, right? Yeah, but. But he's not doing what you want.
So they devalue what people devalue what mm-hmm. you are doing.
Well, he's a nice
them.
Person, but he just doesn't get me anything. Forgets my birthday.
He doesn't love me.
Yeah, he doesn't love me.
Because he doesn't get me
anything. Because he doesn't get me anything. Because it's the only language I know.
Because when she was growing up, maybe that was a big production mm-hmm. at the house. Dad would come home with flowers and I love you and bring the flowers and a gift, and the Christmas gift mm-hmm. was really big, and it's just not in him. It's like me and shopping. Shop is a four-letter word for me. And I just don't
shop
well.
But you'd say it. You're verbal.
Oh, absolutely.
I love you, love you, love you. You say it, yeah.
And I do something I do something nice for them.
And sometimes you have multiple languages, right?
Yeah.
Right. So sometimes you'll, talk in two or three languages, but if it's that one language somebody's talking in, my dad, his love language was, tell me you love me, tell me how great I am, right? And my mother's was, I'm going to do something for you. And my dad could tell her he loved her every day of her life, but if he hung her curtains for her, she would call me up and go, he did the nicest thing.
Isn't that something?
I know. My dad had no idea. It was such a great thing, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was great today. He hung my curtains for me.
So in his world,
mm-hmm.
if she were to say, boy, I really wish that I could get those curtains up, but they're too tall, and the next day they were hung up, in her mind, he loves
her.
Me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the coolest thing.
But if
thing
he told
he
her or whatever, she would be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
You say that all the time.
You say that all the time.
Now, should you change up your love language to try and...
You can try, but you got to remember that, we're sort of, it's sort of in us, right?
Right.
How many times do people, women do this all the time. They marry somebody and they think, oh, I'm going to change them. They'll change.
And what they end up doing is marrying the same guy in a different suit.
I know, every single time.
It's like, oh no, this guy's really different.
And the worst thing is when I say, wow, you married your mother. You married your dad. And they're like, I better not have. Oh, yes, you did.
I can attest to the fact that I married I married someone who was very much like a close relative, who I'm not going to say who it was, but they were very much like, and kind of, yeah. So I
luckily married my mother, so.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you loved your mother.
I did, very much.
Yeah. Yes, and so it worked out.
Worked out great.
Yeah, so congratulations.
I know,
for that.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Yeah, so what you got coming up this week?
I'm hoping that my other half gets better because I don't like errands.
Have you been, you're the errand
girl?
Yeah,
I hate errands. I hate errands. I hate to go on errands alone.
Oh,
I hate errands.
Yeah. Well, and you guys go virtually everywhere together.
Anyway. Yeah, we do kind of, and you know, it's kind of quality time is one of our things, and when it's one of it's not fun.
No,
errands are not fun alone.
Well, I hope she feels better.
Me
too.
Too.
There's something called echinacea. If she's got echinacea,
I think we're past that.
Umka.
No.
I mean, when I was doing the show 10 years ago, and Jerry Armour came on from the Good Health Pantry, he had this product called Umka. And it really works well it works really well at fighting colds. It's a natural product and stuff. So if you catch it at the beginning of a cold,
I think we're past that.
We're feeling better then.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh.
The cough is here. So.
Oh, that. Well, tell her to start smoking. That'll help.
That isn't gonna happen.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. That's my vice that I have to get rid of.
I know.
Yeah.
So
there.
What's going on for you for the rest of the, well, I know you have to work, but, and the weather has, we are no longer sunny skies.
No, the weather's getting worse and stuff, but I get to drive until like 10:30 tonight. So I'm looking forward to seeing you out there. Well, maybe not. So in any event.
So be safe, Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here comes the weather. So.
And careful. You know what? We are the home of the world champion Seattle Seahawks, which is the coolest thing that, and I can say that because I've got about a minute left in the show and Mike's not going to have time to rail against it unless he turns my microphone off, in which case
he has a drop button.
He's got his hand on my button and I'm about ready to get dropped. So anyway, Kim Miller, it's a pleasure to always be here. And you know what? It's kind of nice today. We had a bunch of calls, and so a lot of them called specifically to talk to Julie, which is great fun for us. And and they called and said that we were here more. Wished that we were here more.
But I know, that was nice.
Once a month is about right.
That is good for us.
Absolutely. Yeah. So any final words?
I just, you know, be safe. Take care of yourselves. Say I love you or... do something nice or something for somebody.
Yep.
And
do something nice for somebody. Do something nice for yourself.
Have a good
great
week.
Day, everybody. Have a great month. We'll see you next month.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.